This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Marsha Kossel, attorney at law of the Lee, Kossel, and Fagley Law Firm, address on file. Dear Ms. Kossel, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Monique Anderson, please note the following medical letter, period. Monique is M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, last name Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, over 2,000 pages, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 55-year-old female, height 5'2.5" tall, weight 182 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a work-related injury on or about the time frame of April 21st, 2022, period. This occurred at the Center for Leadership Development, period. The patient was a manager of services, period. She went to a doctor's office at lunch for a blood draw and was very short of breath, with an oxygen pulsimetry level of 75, period. The pertinent story is that they were doing construction on the work building's ventilation system, and it was a restrained closed-off area with bad fumes at times, period. This occurred over a period of several months of construction, period. She was told by her doctors that she had a history of sarcoidosis that goes back to 2012, but this work exposure has made it significantly worse, period. The sarcoidosis was never active until this exposure, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that she was sent from the doctor's office for a blood draw on April 21st of 2022, period. She was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's. She was admitted for 2 weeks with three biopsies consisting of the lung, liver, in lymph node, and she was advised that she had sarcoidosis that was activated, period. It was previously dormant until this time, period. She was sent home on oxygen initially at 6 liters nasal cannula, and she is presently down to approximately 1 liter nasal cannula, period. She had breathing treatments as well as physical therapy, period. We discussed her prior pulmonary function studies, period. She followed up with a pulmonologist from Ascension Department of Pulmonary, was seen several times, period. She initially saw the pulmonologist in 2017 and followed up again period. She was placed on oxygen as well as steroids and inhalers as well as methotrexate and inhalation aerosol treatments, period. She saw her cardiologist, Dr. Walsh, from Ascension in February of 2023, seen several times, was advised that she had heart damage from the sarcoidosis, and had a pacemaker inserted twice, and later had a combination defibrillator and pacemaker inserted in 2023, period. She did not have prior heart damage until the reactivation of the sarcoidosis in 2022, period. The patient feels that the heart damage is related to her work exposure period. Dr. Walsh ordered a pacemaker period. Dr. Hinkle, H-I-N-K-L-E, the sarcoidosis specialist, ordered infusions for the inflammation, and it was started in April of 2024. And she's been having monthly infusions, and they are ongoing, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has not had prior work injuries other than in 2017 at Walmart, where she was hit in the back with a cart and had physical therapy for approximately 12 months period. They treated her low back for low back strain, some permanent low back pain period. The patient had a work injury in 1993 where she injured her neck involving patient care, where she pulled her arm and was treated approximately 1 year with permanency of a pinched nerve in her neck period. In 2012, she was involved in a serious automobile accident, injuring her neck and low back. It was treated for 1 year, and she did have permanency to the neck and low back. And it happens that I was the treating physician for that period. Dr. Mandel, was a treating physician for that period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient was placed on disability in October of 2023 for her pulmonary situation period. At the time of the injury, the patient was a manager of services, which was an administrator period. She never missed work after this injury period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for sarcoidosis that was dormant until this injury, comma, hypertension, comma, no prior cardiac issues until the work exposure, comma, edema, comma, bradycardia, comma, and asthma period. New paragraph. Her present pulmonary issues consist of shortness of breath, and she is on oxygen, 1 liter nasal cannula, period. She is getting monthly infusions as well as taking methotrexate, period. She is on several inhalers, period. She cannot move physically very quickly, period. She has problems exerting herself, period. New paragraph. Her heart issue, her heart issues consist of a pacemaker with a combination pacemaker and defibrillator, period. The patient has swelling, comma. She has shortness of breath, comma, diminished PO2, comma, poor endurance, comma, and low heart rate, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient the patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, walking over 50 feet, comma, concentration, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, sports such as gym and kickboxing, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, sex, comma, sleeping, comma, dressing herself, comma, washing herself, comma. And washing herself, period. New paragraph. Medications include methotrexate, comma, 3 inhalers, comma, a diuretic, comma, steroid, comma, and heart medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes oxygen, 1 liter nasal cannula, comma, 3 inhalers, comma, methotrexate, comma, steroids, comma, pulmonary therapy 2 times a week to build endurance, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for a pacemaker as well as a combination pacemaker and defibrillator, comma. surgery for a CVA in 2004, comma, throat tumor removal, which was benign in 2004, comma, January 2009, pelvic floor reconstruction period. As far as past traumatic medical history, the patient never injured her lungs in the past, but she did have dormant sarcoidosis starting in 2012 period. The patient has not had shortness of breath other than asthma until this work exposure period. The patient has not had a heart injury or heart condition until this work injury period. The patient did have hypertension period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. St. Vincent's record, admission date September 12, 2023, discharge date September 22, 2023. The patient on physical examination had trace pitting edema on bilateral lower extremities up until the waist. Procedure performed, dual chamber pacemaker insertion. States 54-year-old female with a past medical history of hypertension, sarcoidosis on 2 to 4 liters home oxygen, comma, asthma, comma, and anxiety, who presented to the ED today with complaints of shortness of breath and bilateral lower extremity and swelling period. Assessment problem one, acute on chronic hypoxic respiratory failure. Problem two, acute on chronic combined heart failure. Problem three, steroid-induced hyperglycemia. Problem four, atrial flutter. The patient was found to have underlying atrial flutter during right heart cath on September/19 period. Problem six, junctional rhythm. EKG during ED stay showed first degree heart block, comma, junctional rhythm period. Cardiologist is considering pacemaker placement during hospital stay. Problem seven is asthma period. Ascension Records, Indianapolis. Chest x-ray, September 15th, 2023. Persistent cardiomegaly with moderate pulmonary interstitial edema period. CTA of the chest, September 15th, 2023. Showed soft tissue infiltration throughout the mediastinum in bilateral hilar regions with hyperattenuating fluid within the pericardial recess / pericardium period, also CHF period. Emergency room records authored September 12, 2023, presents from home for complaints of shortness of breath and bilateral leg swelling period. Oxygen saturation is 92% to 93% on 5 liters at rest period. Ascension St. Vincent's Hospital, procedure September 14th, 2023, insertion of a dual chamber permanent pacemaker with left bundle branch area pacing period. Indication is symptomatic bradycardia period. Ascension St. Vincent's record, November 2nd, 2022, pulmonary function test showed a forced vital capacity of 1.32, 48% of predicted period, FEV1 0.95 at 43% of predicted period, FEV1/FVC ratio is normal period. Post-bronchodilator, there is no significant improvement period. Total lung capacity is 3.39 liters, 70% of predicted period. Diffusion capacity, comma, DLCO is 52% of predicted period. Conclusion, there is restrictive lung disease with reduced lung volume, comma, and diffusion capacity consistent with some form of interstitial lung disease, comma, pulmonary vascular disease, comma, correlate clinically, period. Compared to prior testing on November 5th, 2020, two-year interval, there has been no significant change in spirometry, comma, lung volumes, comma, DLCO change approaches significance in a slightly decreased period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of her work-related inhalation injury of 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with obvious hypoxia and shortness of breath, period. She was wearing an Inogen oxygen machine, period. On 2 liters nasal cannula, her pulse oximetry by me was 92%, period. After removing oxygen for 5 minutes and repeating her oximetry, it was 77%, period. Examination of her skin revealed pallor. An examination of the nail beds revealed hypoxia and pallor due to obvious poor tissue perfusion, period. Examination of the skin revealed several horizontal scars of the left anterior chest due to pacemaker insertion, period. There's a horizontal left axillary scar due to lymph node biopsy, period. There's a right lower lumbar scar also due to biopsy, period. The patient exhibited signs of shortness of breath, both at rest and exertion, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equal and reactive light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the lower inner eyelid revealed poor color and signs of hypoxia, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs revealed diffuse, diminished breath sounds in all lung fields, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable with some paravertebral muscle spasm and mild tenderness, period. Neurological examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, pulmonary injury, comma, hypoxia, comma, respiratory failure, comma, and toxic work chemical exposure, period. Number 2, cardiac injury with bradycardia, comma, heart failure, comma, edema, comma, cardiomegaly, comma, an atrial flutter, period. These diagnoses requiring pacemaker and defibrillator insertion, period. Number 3, activation of prior stable sarcoidosis, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the work inhalation exposure from 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. In reference to the pulmonary status utilizing Table 5-4, Class 3, the patient qualifies for a 24% whole body impairment due to her work injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient will need ongoing monthly infusion treatments, period. She will also need pulmonary therapy 2 times a week, period. She will need her oxygen at 1 liter nasal cannula for the remainder of her life, period. She will need ongoing inhalation inhalers as well as weekly vitamin B12 injections, period. She will need iron infusions every 3 months, period. She will need battery replacements approximately every 2 years in her defibrillator and pacemaker, period. She will need a home health aid 5 times a week, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient 1 time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.